George Bettinger Show, DreamStreamRadio.com, Wednesdays at 4 p.m., Sunday at 1 p.m. on DreamStream Radio. Just go there. Yeah. Right. You know, there's something else I'm supposed to announce. I can't think of what it is.
Milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal.
Always fun. All right. Who am I? Keep thinking I'm supposed to plug somebody, and I can't remember what it is. Oh, in May 4th through 5th, I'll be in Princeton at Catch a Rising Star. So check me out there. If you know anybody in the area, please tell them to come see me. All right. Bye. No, I'm not saying bye. I'm just kidding with you. All right. Got more show to do. I don't know what to do. Where should we go with our adventure today? Okay. You know what? Bria Skonberg's got a show coming up. That's who I want to plug. Bria Skonberg, March 28th. She'll be doing her jazz, blues, trumpeter, vocalist, Joe's Pub. Okay, March 28th at 9:30. That's worth checking out. She's a dream. What can I say? All right. Here's a thing. She plays the trumpet. She sings. Thank you. Maria Skonberg. Check her out. Okay, that's March 28th at Joe's Pub, 9:30. She's worth the trip, people. She's worth it. Amazing talent. Amazing. All right, what alley shall we travel through next? I don't know. All right, let's see. Oh, gosh. I'm looking. Hope everybody's, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Okay, you check it out. We'll do a short joke while I'm
six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff sits up. The druggist says, can I help you? The stiff says, yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing? Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Okay, I want to play next. Fanny Flagg, a talented actress. You saw a lot of shows in the 60s, but she was a comedian, kind of a performance artist type comedian. Very worth, well worth it. But anyway, I think this show was called Fernwood Tonight with Martin Mull. And this is just a very funny bit from
You know, you can hardly pick up a newspaper nowadays without seeing a report of someone somewhere sighting a UFO. That's to be an unidentified flying object.
Yeah. They may be called unidentified, but people are still identifying them.
Well, they're identifying the unidentifiability of them, actually. Recently, a woman right here in Fernwood not only sighted one of those things, but she claims she came into intimate contact with an alien from another planet.
Hey.
She's come here tonight to tell us her story, so would you please welcome Mrs. Sylvia Miller. I'm into our spaceship.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're very happy to have you. Sylvia, I'm sure everyone's pretty eager to just hear your story. Why don't you start right in?
Yes. Well, let me tell you how it was with me. It was 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Thursday. It was very much like any other Thursday. I was out in my backyard taking down my wash.
Sure.
And I was standing there, and all of a sudden, I noticed a huge beam of white light. Well, at first, I thought perhaps I had used too much bleach, but then the light became whiter and whiter, and I watched it, and it went behind my house in the meadow. You've never been there, but there's
no.
A meadow. And the strangest thing happened. All of a sudden, uncontrollably, I began to go towards the beam of light, just walking uncontrollably, still clutching a pair of my husband's shorts. And as I got closer to the beam of light, the sky turned blue, and all of a sudden, through the blueness, at this point, I could make out a metal object, I would say, perhaps 30 feet this way.
Whoa, boy.
And as I approached it, a huge ramp shot from this thing, and all of a sudden, at the end of the ramp, there was a door, and the door opened, and at this particular time, a blue man of about 2 feet with antennas walked toward me, and the next thing that happened really just shocked me to death, I'll tell you the truth.
Well, I know it's hard for you to talk about it. Could you tell us what happened next?
Well, the next thing that happened is he threw open his spacesuit, and a beam of light shot right out at me.
Uh-oh. What in the universe is this? I'm sure.
So it didn't have anything to do with your bleach.
No. And as the beam of light shot towards me, all of my clothes came off.
Holy cow, like a white tornado, like this damn thing. That's just incredible.
Yes, they just, for some reason, flew off, including my husband's underwear, which we have not found.
Yeah, which you were holding rather than wearing.
Oh, yes, at that time, holding them rather than wearing them.
Clear that up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And at this particular time, that's exactly what happened.
So you were just standing there naked as the day you were born, basically.
Yes, I was naked, uh-huh.
And was he naked, too? I mean, the individual, not your husband. The one who
the
came out of
the...
Yeah.
That's a very good question. Well, let me be honest. I don't know, because you see, I have nothing to compare it with. Let me think. He certainly wasn't anything like my husband.
Is that good or bad?
Well, we don't know until we hear the rest of the story, I don't think.
Yes, anyhow, it was at this time that he, I don't know how to put this delicately, had his way with me.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, I think you put it very delicately.
I better put a lot less delicately.
Oh, yeah. Just a second here, though. This is all so fantastic. Are you trying to tell me that you were abused by an intergalactic being?
I'm not sure that I understand that terminology.
Are you trying to tell me?
It was definitely an interracial thing.
Yeah.
At that particular time, naturally, of course, I started to scream.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing came out of my mouth. Nothing. Has that ever happened to you?
Just when I'm doing the CERTS breath test.
Yes. It was a terrible thing. And then at this particular point in time, I was violated with a beam of light.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Mrs. Miller, could you actually call it a violation if it was simply a beam of light? I mean, really?
Of course it was a violation if the light goes where he shined it.
Okay. All right, might as well get right down to it here. Did you feel any physical pain?
No, it was not painful. It was humiliating. But I know that I was violated.
How long did this attack actually last, this attack of beaming?
Just seconds.
Wow, he must be quite a guy.
The serious thing, the thing that I pray and I worry so much about, I just hope that I am not carrying a half-breed creature. I mean, for all I know, I could be giving birth to a flashlight.
Oh, boy. You never know when you get him on the show what it's going to turn into. This is a bigger story than I thought. Are you actually trying to say that you could possibly be pregnant? Buy a man from outer space? I mean, that's pretty hard to buy.
That's what my husband said.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, speaking of deviations, I would like to deviate for a minute. I happen to know these TV beams go into outer space, and I'd like to take an opportunity to address this intergalactic pervert out there. And this is Jerry Hubbard down here on Earth. This is not how we handle the women in this world. You're dealing with the ladies of America here. It's not wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I'm telling you, next time you get an idea to come down here to one of our women, the least you can do is take them out for a couple of drinks, maybe a nice dinner. Would that kill you? Maybe a movie. You like to go to movies, don't you, Mrs. Miller? Let's take her out and shove some scrambled eggs and coffee down her throat. It wouldn't hurt to say an occasional, hey, you're looking nice. Is that a new dress you got on? And then a little later, if she doesn't have a headache or she doesn't have to get up early, then maybe it's time for wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You don't carry on like that with our women, believe me. Next time you try it, and keep your laser beam to yourself, we'll cut off your batteries and hand them to you on a silver platter.
Now, little Marcus Goldhaber.
I have a feeling, it's a feeling, I'm feeling, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I'm falling, love's calling, why be shy? Let's fall in love, why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made for it, let's take a chance, why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other, to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love, why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love, let's fall in love. Why shouldn't you and I fall? Our hearts are made for it, let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other, to be or not to be, that our hearts discover. Let's fall in love, why should we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Fall in love, why shouldn't we fall in love? Hard to make, but let's take a chance, won't be afraid of it. Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know, but still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other, to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love, why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. I have a feeling, it's a feeling. I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go and stall and I'm falling, love's calling, why be shy?
Marcus Solhaber, check him out. His CDs are available on CD Baby. Darn nice guy, too. All right, Ready to Talk a Movie at Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio and George Benton's Your Dream Stream Radio. What did I say? Got to look it up again. Arrg! I had it right here in front of me, too. Okay. Let's see. George, where are you? All right. I got to find George's. Anyway, check out George Benton. He had the mom and pop shop go there. He'll post it there. Thank you. And I'm multitasking as usual because I have so much to do today. So we're winding down the end of our show. So let's check it out. Okay. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got? But it's different than it is, but you got to know the territory. All right. I'm just feeling wacky today. I can't believe the show went so fast. How fun is that? Okay. And let's see. What have I got that's short? As I'm talking, it's time is getting shorter. Okay. All right, we'll just do, okay, what do we got here? Sorry, folks, stay with me. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. All right, well, it's
I wake up in okay. The morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me.
There you have it. Thank you for listening today to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. All right. Have a good day.